Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I know my weakness, know my voice, and I'll believe in grace and choice. And I know perhaps my heart is farce, but I'll be born without a mask.
It is a Mayo Monday, or Cinco de Mayo, whatever we're calling it. Gerard Mayo will join us at 9, and we'll talk draft. Wiggy gives the New England Patriots an A on the weekend. So, Curtis, what do you give him? Shime gave him a B+, I think.
Overall for the draft, it is a flat C.
Really?
I give them an F. Because
you're a Drake May hater.
Well, because you have to proportionally grade, right? The first pick has far more weight than the seventh round pick because of the amount of time and energy and influence, and because of the value of the third pick in the draft. The first three picks were, yeah, and the rest of the draft I thought was great. Like I love that Elliott Wolf fully invested in the wide receivers, that took as many as you can. They obviously recognize the clear and present issue with the offense, that being the skill position players. And I like that they added some line depth, which I couldn't tell you two things about the guys they drafted, but people who do watch a lot of films say they got good pad level and all that nonsense. So that works. I just do not believe that Drake May will be able to be successful with the current cast of characters around him.
I enjoyed his introductory press conference on the field at Gillette. I mean, seems like, unlike Mac Jones, a personality is there. He's a personality guy.
He's got it.
Now, you would say, I believe in your mock, that having it, be it leadership or be it competitiveness, doesn't matter whatsoever. It's all
it matters talent. When you also have talent, and having both of them makes you special.
Yeah,
that's
Shime,
what Drake May is.
Shime's very high on Drake May, which I told you. Jaden Daniels is the guy that I wanted. But I'm satisfied with Drake May because he clearly he answers the question of need that you have, which was quarterback. If you didn't take him, and we talk about this because Curtis and I and maybe Grease were on the Marvin Harrison train. If you took Marvin Harrison, now you'd be looking at it and going, Marvin Harrison, you probably still get those offensive linemen. And then we'd be focused on who was the quarterback that they took. And it would probably have been some form of Spencer Rattler, because the way that Atlanta went with Michael Penix Jr., you wouldn't have been able to get none of the top six quarterbacks that were available.
Speaking of, did you see the texter who was responding to you about the Atlanta Falcons and suggesting that it was like an Aaron Rodgers, Jordan Love situation?
Yeah, not even close. Favre and Rodgers were Hall of Fame MVPs. I think combined they won six. Kirk Cousins is not that. And they didn't draft Aaron Rodgers and draft Jordan Love the same year. That's what we're doing here. And the other thing, just 2 points on the Drake May, and I'd love to hear Shime, Greg, everybody, and you, Wiggs, obviously. Mm-hmm. The way in which he was defended, Drake May, because last year he was not as good as mm-hmm. he was 2 years ago,
yep.
was because he lost his coordinator and didn't have a lot of weapons. Does he have a lot of weapons with the Patriots, and does he have a good coordinator? So you can't say that he struggled when he didn't have those two things, but somehow we'll get to the next level and elevate. Secondly, Greg, would you rather have Marvin Harrison Jr. and Shedeur Sanders or Dak Prescott or whoever's at the top of next year's draft?
Yes.
Or Drake May and question mark?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
give me Drake
May. What's more likely that they or is there a chance that they spend the type of money for Dak Prescott? I don't think so. For me, it's kind of like a fantasy that's probably never going to become reality. The Shedeur Sanders thing. Are they going to be in the top five again next year?
My guess is yes.
Okay, and would they have been, I guess let me rephrase that, would they have been in the top five with Marvin Harrison?
Yeah, I think that this team is so, I don't know, maybe they're a top, I would say conservatively they're a top 10 team.
All right, so they would have had to do some things to move up.
Right.
So you would have been able to get the quarterback next year. And then it comes down to, is Shedeur Sanders going to be a better prospect than Drake May,
right?
Or whether it's the kid Quinn Ewers from Texas who will be available.
Or
next
name year. That Manning. Is Arch going to be out next year?
No. He's still got a couple years to go. I think he's got to play first at Texas.
That's true.
See that ball he threw in the spring game?
Speaking of spring game, I hear the Wiggins boys were dominant.
I saw them both on the sidelines. Mm-hmm. I saw Mrs. Wiggins posting. Looked like it was great.
Hey, good opportunity. That's all I care about. You get an opportunity, and then you got to.
Is Foyer's kid playing out there too?
No, Foyer's kid. I think he's still, figuring out where he's going to commit to after the spring.
Oh, so. Also, I love Foyer.
Mm-hmm.
But this is weird now. You know, I've been talking about the ear thing.
Mm-hmm.
The ear thing has progressively gotten worse. I cannot hear.
What's that?
Out of my entire right ear. And I don't know if it's inner ear thing, if it's wax buildup.
Small canal.
Somebody said maybe there's spiders or earworms that are living in there. They've laid their eggs. But Foyer said he would examine it, and if you're watching on Twitch, he owns an ear examination kit.
Wow.
That's a little creepy.
Sent me a picture of it.
Oh, gross.
He was bringing that in this morning, and he's going to examine my ear on the show. Who owns that?
Wow, that is impressive. Maybe.
Is that like somebody who's playing doctor at home or something?
It's his form of dalliances with his wife.
I don't know.
Oh, maybe he's
is that their form of role play?
No, maybe he's like somebody who's really fascinated with the ears
and
says, you know what, I like my hygiene for my ears, so I'm going to get one of these doctor instruments to make sure my wax buildup is always
taken
care
of. Should I let him stick that thing in there?
I would.
Save that
phrasing.
Thank you.
Because I would say anybody who owns one of those probably has a little bit of insight on what kind of earwax you're dealing with.
Oh, I thought you were going to say somebody that owns those probably has a body buried beneath their house, because that is next level ick.
Oh,
so I guess we'll do that. You want to do that at the end of the show?
Sure. I mean, it's your ear. I mean,
yeah. I'm going to be ready just in case I need to say
bongos.
This is Walter from Boston. Hey, Walter.
Hey, guys. The funniest thing all weekend was Belichick on McAfee. He had the Patriots as wide receivers, the fourth need for the Patriots. So you know, if Bill was still here, neither one of them receivers would have been on the team. It would have been a receiver in maybe the fifth or sixth round.
Yeah.
And another thing, Jaheim Bell is a sneaky pick for the Patriots, guys. Sneaky pick, you guys. You guys got to go watch him at Florida State. He's like Juszczyk. You can use him all over the field. Mm-hmm. He's a matchup nightmare.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
no, I think it bears repeating because I had been somebody who was beating the eardrum mm-hmm. on what sense does it make if you're going to do the draft exactly as Bill Belichick would have done the draft
right.
to get rid of Bill Belichick.
They didn't.
And so they didn't.
I mean, the obsession with the offense and the receiver position is something that I don't believe. My guess, maybe, I mean, we know he wouldn't have taken Drake May, given what he said to Pat McAfee.
Well, Curtis, going back and listening to his commentary, which was excellent, he did that with everybody, though.
J.J. McCarthy was far more gushing than it was for Drake May.
Yeah, but he had, one of the things that I really loved and why the guy is going to be so good on the McAfee show all year long is that unlike everybody else gushing about every single quarterback in the draft or mm-hmm. every single pick, he had negatives about everybody, I thought. So you don't think he would have taken Drake May?
I mean, he probably
would have taken an offensive lineman with that third pick.
Well, I think there's a good chance that he would have gone defense because that's where the value was.
We all know what he would have did. He would have traded way down and accumulated picks. But to go back to the quarterback thing for guys like Curtis and Gresh that wanted Marvin Harrison, think about, and I don't think we, and I didn't really notice it until I really looked at it. After the first round and those six quarterbacks, the next quarterback to come off of the board wasn't until the fifth round. So you would have had Marvin Harrison Jr. with potentially a fifth-round quarterback, and that was Spencer Rattler.
But that would have been this year. They didn't have to get their quarterback in this draft.
Right. No, I get what you're saying. But then you would have been like, all right, now we're kicking the quarterback problem down the road, and we're now rolling the dice on potentially getting one of the top three quarterbacks next year if you can somehow, because if you're like they're a team that's going to be picking somewhere around 9 or 10, they want to slide back up. So you're still in the same place where you're getting maybe the third best quarterback at next year's draft, maybe the second if you're fortunate enough to get up to that position. I just think with quarterback and Drake May, number three overall, it is a roll of the dice, and Bill had said this, but now if you're able to hit on him, it's much easier to find the wide receiver to be successful than the quarterback.
What is your guess, as long as we're talking about it, at what Pat McAfee is paying Bill Belichick to be on every Monday during the NFL season?
Oh, if he was giving Aaron Rodgers $1 million?
Yeah, my guess is all in the Manning cast with Omaha Studios plus McAfee. You're looking at $4 to $5 million.
Yeah, I would say that. I was going to say $5 million.
So you think he's getting $2.5 million for each or something like that? So Bill's doing every Monday with Pat McAfee during the season for a couple $1 million.
Yeah. Because if you can get Aaron Rodgers with $4 million, Bill, you're going to have to at least double that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Not a bad payday.
Not bad at all. Brady and Bill both cashing in the TV world in the same year.
And not having
I can't believe I told Ken Laird.
Right.
Said we could get him for a couple $1 million. And I can't believe we missed the opportunity.
Oh. Well, if you look where we're... I don't want to even talk
about
it.
But here's the thing, though. Because you're getting a different Bill, so you roll the dice on that. Like, the Bill that we got every Monday as a coach, completely different than Bill the analyst.
He's really good.
Right. Gives you some stuff, too.
He's just a completely different guy. It's amazing to
me. Gives
you
the story about punting to Pac-Man Jones. Then he gave the other story.
The Randy Moss story.
The Randy Moss story. It's like, that. If you're getting that Bill, now you're getting the Bill where it's like, okay, what, you know, even if you're not a Drake May guy or if you're a Drake May guy and Bill says, here's the issue that I believe you get with Drake May. That's great insight.
617 text on the Subaru of New England text line, which is 37937. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. I like the Drake May pick, but I'm completely fascinated with the Joe Milton selection. Watch that entire Tennessee-Alabama upset game. Mm-hmm. And
Do me a favor. Do not watch highlight videos of sixth-round picks. If they really looked like that, they wouldn't be there in the sixth round. If anybody had a halfway decent shot of being a good quarterback in today's NFL, they were off the board by about 8:45.
The perfect analogy for Joe Milton is that he is a relief pitcher who can throw 105 but mm-hmm. can't throw a strike.
Right.
Well, he started out at Michigan. Did he have the knee injury, though, at Tennessee?
I don't know.
I think he had the knee injury. That's what knocked him.
His nickname is Wild Thing.
Because who was the Tennessee quarterback last
Hendon Hooker?
Year? Yeah, so I think it was the knee injury that moved him, and or maybe Hendon Hooker. But he was at Michigan first.
Hendon Hooker was the one with the knee injury.
Okay, so he was at Michigan first, Milton. Then he obviously transferred to Tennessee, and Hooker was able to win the starting job over him. So it is a little head-scratching, though, that they took, you know, him at that position.
Well, Bailey Zappi's gone.
Yeah,
right?
He's gone.
Yeah, the
worst part about it being a sixth-round quarterback is you get the morons who keep saying, what about Brady? Well, I was here in 2000. I don't think John and Jerry took a bunch of calls from people saying, wait till you see Tom Brady perform.
Right. And I think a lot of that goes into the...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Joe Milton is also because of, you saw some of the highlights for him throwing the ball like 80 yards. Right. He's so big. So people are like, oh, wait a second.
It was like Michael Bishop back in the day.
Yeah, it's like a lot is, he's like the very nice, shiny object. Right. You're like, well, if Drake May doesn't play well, is there going to be some type of quarterback controversy?
At least the preseason will be fun.
Right.
That it will be.
617 text for you, Wiggy and Shime. Curtis has already weighed in on this. Is either of the quarterbacks they drafted better than Jacoby Brissett?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Drake May is
for sure
very definitely much better than Jacoby Brissett.
Having played not a single NFL game.
Yeah, I don't need him to play a single NFL snap to know he's better than
Jacoby
Brissett.
If Drake May is better than Jacoby Brissett, we're in trouble.
Yeah, you're in trouble. You are in serious trouble. Joe Milton better be better than Jacoby Brissett. I mean, Jacoby Brissett he's like the Brian Hoyer, you know, you need him to go in for a game. Just
great character guy. He's going to be helpful. No issues off the field.
Great leader in the locker room. But
he's going to teach the young kid.
Yes. Hey, he's going to teach the young kid how to be a professional.
So, I mean, he won't answer it, but we're going to talk to Jerod Mayo in 20 minutes. Maybe he will. Because I don't know if he's been chastised enough for saying how he really feels on this show or not, but... do you think his intention is to start him week one?
Well, I believe they've already stated that there's going to be a quote-unquote competition.
Right.
So it's going to be very similar to the Mac Jones-Cam Newton situation, but also when you're there, you're going to be able to notice really quick who the starter's going to be.
My question is, for the front office and Jerod Mayo's coaching staff, are all meals family style so they can collaborate on all the sides? Nobody gets their own specific entree?
A potluck?
You play.
I'm going to ask about Tom. Why not? Yeah. Tom said he'd come back.
Yeah.
Would you? Is the door open?
Ooh. I think that's a great question.
Thank
all
you.
Right.
If something,
I wrote it down.
If something happens,
I read Ken's email.
But I think you start Drake May. You start Drake May week one. Why not?
I agree.
Why not let him learn on the job and let him go out
there? But offense-wise, are you letting him run wild, or are you basically like a run-focused football team?
No, you're a run-focused football team, and throughout the year you're making sure that he understands how to go through his progressions. But I'd rather him learn out there, and then as long as you're in a position where you're our guy, don't worry about making mistakes. And if he has that and he can go into it with that type of mentality, all right, I'm going to go out there and do my job. I'm not going to try to make mistakes, but if I do, I'm not going to concern myself with looking over my shoulder or how the coach is looking at me. And if you could do that, I think what you're doing is getting him that experience that he needs.
And if he shows the ability to make good decisions and not turn the ball over, they're just going to start passing more. It's exactly what happened with C.J. Stroud last year, right? He started the season. He didn't throw an interception in his first, 4 or 5 games, something like that. It's like, okay, we can start cooking a little bit more with this quarterback, and then they really start to unleash the beast.
Okay, well, Jerod Mayo coming up in 20 minutes at 9 on this show, and then Andrew Razor Raycroft in studio with us talking Bruins Maple Leafs after that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.